Well, I'm glad you're in that good path. You did switch from working in auto repair to a psychology realm in the mid-80s. What led to that transfer of your work efforts? Has it borne the fruit that you wanted it to bear?
Yes. Well, let me go and say you've already asked or referred to my change from scholarship, imprisonment, and then mechanical to technical work. That switch was, I just kind of had it with institutional life, and I would prefer to be an employee in small business to being some very big institution like college life, and a more active occupation, physically speaking. Certainly it was as demanding as far as analytical skills. Let's not short the technical and repair world in that regard. I was 13 or 14 years in that, and it was very good to me. I learned an awful lot about people and myself, and realized that, hey, I'm getting more interested in the people than in the vehicles, which was never my first interest anyway. And all through all this time, I was being as active as I could in the peace work, anti-nuclear work. And so I decided to make the jump. I had put together enough money so I could stop that and do some studies at a pretty fast pace in clinical psychology and get myself on the way to licensure as a marriage and family therapist. I did that, made that next big change, third career or whatever, if we're keeping track. Did I achieve some of the objectives in that? Yes, one of the objectives, by the way, was that I felt something incomplete about the understanding of most peace and social justice activism that didn't have any way of understanding the forces that we were working in opposition to, and didn't have much understanding of the dynamics of our own groups, what it really took to have a strong group. For example, I benefited a lot from modern feminism, which emphasized the interpersonal relations aspect of problems and of solutions. That helped me a lot in concluding that we needed to understand the interpersonal part of it. Why are people, to a large extent, favoring or not disapproving of really bad social relations, warfare, the distorted war budget, things like that? By then, I was already working with others for a few years in the war tax resistance as an example of the kind of activities I was doing. So I had hopes that through not only the study of psychology, but doing some work in it, that I would learn a lot about this dimension of things. And indeed, I believe I did. Early on in my studies, I was intrigued with the question. My professors supported me in pursuing it as a study paper about the question of what distinguishes between people who, abused as children, do not become abusive of children when they are adults. That's the majority of abuse victims, by the way. What distinguishes them from those victims of abuse in childhood who do abuse later on in life? I actually found some answers to this, and they're extremely useful for, have a lot of implications for social and political action. So that was quite gratifying to find that, yes, my instinct told me right, there was something useful to learn, to be learned there.